want to ask you about another development related to ER-positive disease that I see a pretty striking change in, and that's the way people perceive the long-term natural history that's come out of the studies like MA17 that utilize delayed aromatase therapy. I'm just kind of curious what your take is on that in terms of following patients and deciding when to make an intervention, how long since they had tamoxifen. Suppose somehow they escape getting endocrine therapy for whatever reason. Do you start it 5 or 10 years later? What's your take on all that?
Well, I think it is really interesting, and it's so great that people are studying things so long term now, and we have all this data. As you're alluding to, that the patients with the ER negative disease recur early, and you see the chemotherapy benefit, I think, because they have higher proliferative tumors and they recur early, whereas the ER positive tend to recur somewhat evenly over time, or maybe even increase later on, or even 20 years later have a recurrence. So it's very different recurrence pattern. And I think you really do have to think about whether you should start these patients who have escaped from getting hormonal therapy on hormonal therapy. If the patient has a low-risk node-negative tumor, I usually don't even consider starting them on hormonal therapy. But if it's a higher risk and for some reason they never got it, I actually have done it recently, not recently, a few years ago. Patient had had a lot of positive nodes and for some reason, well, she got tamoxifen and 2 or 3 years passed and then the data was starting to come out. And I actually started her on letrozole, even though it was 2 or 3 years later, because she had many positive nodes. So I felt like the benefits really outweighed any risk of toxicity. At least right now, the main toxicity we're seeing are the arthralgias, which can be bothersome to the individual patient. We haven't seen long-term toxicity. Maybe we don't know what it is yet. There's some little bit of suggestion with the letrozole study that there may be some cardiac toxicity or cardiac events increased with the use of letrozole, and I think we have to watch that very carefully.